Hey everybody, today we're looking at yet another amazing story of hope. A couple of weeks ago, Matt shared a message at our town hall gathering of a widow who gave all that she had financially to honour God. Well, today's story features another widow, this time from the Old Testament. This widow also gave all she had, but this time it was oil. Would you read with me from 2 Kings 4, verses 1 to 7? It says that one day a widow of a member of the group of prophets came to Elisha and cried out, "My husband who served you is dead, and you know that he feared the Lord. But now a creditor has come, and he's threatening to take my two sons as slaves. What can I do for you?" Elisha asked. "Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Nothing at all, except a flask of olive oil," she replied. And Elisha said, "Borrow as many empty jars as you can from your friends and neighbours, then go into your house with your sons and shut the door behind you. Pour olive oil from the flasks of the jars, setting each one aside it is filled." So she did as she was told, and her sons kept bringing jars to her, and she filled one after the other. And soon every container was full to the brim. "Bring me another jar," she said to her sons. "There aren't any more," he told her. And then the olive oil stopped flowing. When she had told the man of God what had happened, he said to her, "Now sell the olive oil, pay for your debts, and you and your sons can live on what is left over." Well, friends, this is an incredible, miraculous moment of when nothing becomes something, and of when a woman's story goes from limited longing to limitless living. Looking at her life, but also Elijah's and his part in the story, I want to offer 3 points that can apply to us also when it comes to travelling closer to being hope-filled. Well, the first point is that this woman sought divine direction. We witness a widow facing a desperate dilemma. She is in deep distress. She's burdened by debt and on the brink of losing her sons and no protection or provision from anyone else. And this is a dire situation. And it sets the stage for a miraculous intervention by God. You see, amidst her distress, the widow seeks divine direction from the prophet Elisha. She makes clear her need. She asks for a godly perspective on an earth-shattering problem. Well, this prophet Elisha's instructions may have seemed unconventional, but she follows them faithfully. And this act of obedience leads me to my next point. You see, this woman then made a determined decision. She bravely declared what she had, only a little oil, and she was then prepared to pour it out, even though it made no sense to her, most likely her sons, and probably us. This would have been a high risk-taking moment, and understandably it would have caused her great anxiousness as she parted with her last valuable possession. And right there, friends, nothing became something. You see, as this widow obediently follows Elisha's guidance, she experiences an abundant blessing from God. This small jar of oil she possessed then multiplies miraculously, filling every vessel she gathered. And this overflow of oil not only meant that her immediate needs, but also provides an abundance that exceeds her expectations. And note that there was a challenge there for her to collect not just a few. It makes you wonder, had she collected more jars, what would have happened? Do we limit a limitless God? So this courageous woman sought divine direction. She then made a determined decision. But for our final point, let's focus on Elisha for a moment, who was a devoted disciple. Elisha was previously mentored and discipled by Elijah. Elijah too had a miraculous moment with yet another widow, which is recorded in 1 Kings 17. Elijah's moment mirrors Elisha's moment so beautifully that it's too great not to mention. Elijah finds himself hungry and in need, and he meets a widow who explains that all she has is flour and a little oil. Elijah instructs the widow to go make bread for herself, her son, and him, and he prophesies that the flour and that the oil would not run out until the rain came on the land. Well, scripture goes on to say that in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah, there was food every day for him and for the woman and for her son. For the jar of flour was not used up and the jug of oil did not run dry. Elisha would have heard this story. He would have soaked up the experiences of his mentor. He would have longed to have seen similar miracles. And as a result of his devoted discipleship to Elijah, God paved a way for him to bring a similar story of hope. The previous miracle stoked the fire and courage for Elisha to do it again and be part of one more story of hope. So what about us? What's the application for us in this very powerful story? Well, as we return back to our 3 points, let us consider and discuss together. How are we seeking divine direction for our own hope longings and for the longings of those around us? How can we pray more into this? How can we seek more of God's direction with help from others? And secondly, how are we making determined decisions? Even if they make no sense and there are huge steps of faith, even if it means surrendering all that we have in our hands, what daily determined decisions can we start to make today to get us to our tomorrow? And like the widow, what is in our hands? What resources do we have that God can use? And are we prepared to give them all over to God with a faith that he could multiply and bring even more blessing to our lives and to others? And finally, how are we becoming devoted disciples? Doing what Jesus did, joining in with heaven's plan to follow him consistently and being good news to others. You know, it is possible that these same stories of hope could become our stories. It is possible that these same stories of hope could be ones that we are called to be part of influencing and bringing life and hope to others. So let's be devoted disciples who make determined decisions through divine direction. And as we do this, let's believe for hope moments to spring up all around us. The story of the widow in 2 Kings 4, 1-7 showcases the power of God to transform a desperate situation to a divine provision. And through obedience and faith, the widow witnesses a miraculous multiplication of resources that not only meets her needs, but also demonstrates God's abundant blessings. May we, like the widow, trust in God's ability to provide abundantly in our times of need and faithfully follow his direction. And may we, like Elisha, play our part to be stories of hope to all those around us. Amen.